Yeah, one of the main things that I would push, you know, is emphasizing the coverage of the struggles of the grassroots organizations. We face, you know, a critical situation, especially for millions of people. The Dream Act was not passed, the immigration reform was not passed, and now, you know, they are trying to implement, you know, Nazi-style politics against everyone. So they're going to push, you know, to pass a law which is going to cut the citizenship of those people that are born here, the babies that are born here, because they are under American borders, you know.
I'm very glad to hear everybody's comments, and I concur with most of them. And the thing is, improve technology, improve marketing, and improve quality of broadcast. The message has to be consumable and desired by the public. You can't lecture people. You have to make it, and you have to make it available, as I always said, on various venues and different ways to get the message out. But the quality, we need that all the time. Thank you. And Summer Reese?
Yes, as everybody knows, news is near and dear to my heart, and I think it's one of the ways to connect the community in the most vital ways to cover what the hell's going on. Then again, we know the ice raids, the check points, all the stuff that we can't get out on the air. Stringers, I see Sister Charlotte Muhammad out there, huh? We have to fight to get stuff covered at this station right now, because we are willing to pay people just what it takes to pay stringers to go out and cover stories. People are already activists in the community who are out there. Not people who are doing news all week long, but people who are actually doing the protests and the politics all week long. We take a tape recorder, and that's what we have to do. Local news.
I think we have a potential audience of 20 million people, and it's kind of limiting to just target one particular group that some people here want to target. And while there is something to be said for the history of Pacifica, there are what it was like then and what it's like now are different. We need to look at what we've got going on now in the world, in the media, in technology, and start from now looking at what we have, how we can reach out more our potential 20 million.
We have 1 minute to go. John Wayne, your next question.
Yeah, my question is with regard to P&B directors. Will they represent the LSB or will they represent themselves? Does each of the elected P&B directors pledge to follow decisions, explicit decisions by the P&B, or will they follow their own judgment, or they think they know better than the LSB? Are you going to represent us or represent yourselves?
Each person, John, my suggestion, because the extended time has been
fulfilled. Just a yes, no.
If we can do it one moment, the candidates put their thumb up or thumb down. Restate the question in one sentence.
Do the elected P&B directors agree to follow decisions by the LSB?
And all members with a thumb up or thumb down, so John gets his answer. Just a thumb up or thumb down out in front of you.
Is that a yes? Fred, you a yes?
Thumb? Yes.
So I see one, two, and I guess I see that's on a thumb, but a three.
To respond?
Four.
I still have a question.
Okay.
Will you represent the LSD and follow the directions as a PMP director?
By and large.
Fred, this isn't the time for an answer. We're hoping to come up with something. I'm not going to have to do that. Okay. Order of business. The next order of business before we go is to hear from the public for a time of 15 minutes. Jerry Goodman, you have a point.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that the board is extended time by a majority vote, it takes 2/3, my view.
And you can certainly come up here and tell me that in person at any time. I'm willing to hear that, and it'll help me move along.
The other thing is the LC adopted an agenda that includes both delegate items, the election of directors, and the local station board items. By failing to distinguish between the local station board and the assembly of delegates, the lead yourself vulnerable to an overturn of your decisions by the national board. The local station board is committed to the national board subject to its direction. The delegates are the elected representatives of the general membership. Specific delegate matters outlined in the bylaws of the community and not overturned by sovereign decisions of delegates.
Terry, if I can ask you a question. I tried to ask you a question earlier to clarify if we needed to have a P&B delegate meeting first and then adjourn it and have an LSB meeting. And I did not actually get an answer. And I appreciate your coming out now with this information, but it's way late. How do we best rectify this, in your opinion?
After you elect the directors and before you proceed on your agenda, you should adjourn the delegate immediately and convene the delegate.
Okay.
And thank you very much. My understanding, unless there's objection, we have 15 minutes reserved for
comments.
Once again?
And reaffirm the LSB minutes.
Thank you. I will do that.
I move to follow Terry Bittman's advice.
Follow the advice one way or the other. Any objection to listener comments? We'll start the timer at 15 minutes. Because there are so many people here, I'd love to have it at 30 seconds so we can get through everyone. If we've gotten through everyone, you can certainly speak again. We'll fulfill the entire 15 seconds. I've seen Doug's hand up early, and I'm going to honor you with that.
Thank you, sir.
30 seconds you have.
Thank you, sir. I want to know how everybody on the board, particularly those running for the CNB, feel about script programming. IB, best example, DM Masters. When, as Mr. Parker indicated, that we have lost the origins of communication with our community, and just a few people, and now Harrison, 3 days, how do we continue this? Should we give my grandmother the entire week? I don't think so. How do we break this monopoly? This is monopoly against our mission. I want to know how each and every one of you.
Bella, thank you. We've honored you. We want to honor back.
Thank you.
Sure, I saw your hand go very early.
I want to know from each of the PNB delegates if you will come back to the PNB for guidance when issues are brought up on the PNB for which this LSB has not weighed in.
Come back to the LSB. Come
back to the LSB. Come back to the LSB for guidance before proceeding.
The next up is Bernie.
Thanks. I'm going to kind of rush this. We had one candidate say that they were not Zionist or not anti-Zionist. I don't know why anybody would be shy about saying they're not anti-racist, because that's what Zionism is. So maybe what we should do is we should offer the program of the consulate that was at St. We should offer them airtime here, because, because Israel doesn't have a voice.
Thank you very much. The next hand in order I saw come up was Mansoor in the back here.
I would like to encourage everybody to think as an entity of Pacifica rather than just one KPSK or KPFA. Whether, as in history we mentioned, that we've been down and somebody helped us out. It's not about either or, it's about all of us together. Please consider that it's a whole entity rather than one.
Israel Foyer has his hand up next, I believe.
Yeah, following up that, keep in mind you're being elected a director of the Pacifica National Board, the foundation. That you're the KPFK is incidental within the other station. Doesn't mean you ignore KPFK. My point being, when people want to rethink the answer to the question, whom do you represent? Is it yourself? Is it the LSB? Or is it the foundation network as a whole? That you're there to think, to evaluate, but to consult. These are contradictory.
Thank you. There's a gentleman windbreaker. Ruben.
Well, my question to the board members in general and to the candidates for the national board is that we want to continue to support the Latino program, Hispanics particularly. And nationally, the census already gave you more arguments about the growing of the importance of the Latino community. If you want to put this issue on the national level, because most of the other stations in the Pacific Station are very limited for both non-Spanish speaking programs.
Thank you. The next one in line was Reza Cooper.
Yes, we need delegates to go to Pacific Club to deal with a low-cost problem. Today I was listening to some of us on brain dealing. Who kidnapped RSD? Who was raping the William Kids in Haiti? Do we hear this in most of the programs? No. We hear from someone all the time saying the communists are controlling the KPFK.
That's right, 30 seconds, right? So thank you very much. Thank you. And the gentleman in the back, I think, is it Mansoor?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Very quick, all of you know, Texas is trying to, KPFK is trying to make it a Zionist, racist, every environment in a area. My question is directed to said, I'm not Zionist, I'm not against Zionism. Zionism is like racism. He very loudly said in the candidate form, I am Zionist. Remember this? So why shall you down? If you are not God against Zionism, if you're not Zionist, you are against Zionism.
Thank you very much. Fernando Velasquez, you're next.
I just like to see the Pacific and National Board, which is not to waste the precious listeners' money. Hotel accommodations, plane fare, wine and dine, and all of that, and they spend endless amount of time approving, passing a resolution, and then the resolution that they do for it. Why waste our time, and their money? Please don't do that anymore.
Thank you, Fernando. Next on the list is Dinan Kamani.
Yes, I'd like to make sure that in discussing this question, biological racism, I don't believe for the most part for retrospective biological racism, that is, say, discriminating against somebody's color. But when you maintain a position that's committed to your national ethnic group, it's not going along the Democratic Party, the progressive wing, or the liberal movement, that idiot, whatever, then you're discriminating against programmatically, discriminating because they're working on the board and so forth. So my concern is ideological racism, that those of us who represent our people 100% are now discriminating against because they're giving somebody else a board who's of the same color to represent the Democratic Party or your own subject worldview, whether they be of my color or
you, yeah, or Latin America. So I'm sorry
about ideological racism.
Our seeking funding and its relation to our minority population, that's divided up between governance and several others. It's not a blanket decision. There's a famous movie where you go around the world many days where you burn the ship to the water line to get there. Are our national board members going to get rid of our real estate in order to get salvation? That's my question.
Thanks, so. The next question is the young lady in the bandana.
I felt like the reason why I'm
going
to be here. Give us your name. Oh,
sorry.
This is
Charlie. Okay,
we're
going to be a special
one. Thank you. Well, with the KCFK News Department, let me say I'm appreciating. Thank you to so much everybody that just supports our program. You know, our voice of marginalized is not enough. I'm not going to complain right now about any of that. I'm going to say I'm appreciative of any support that you're receiving from everybody that has, know who you are. And on another note, just say anything that you can do to help restore the 1 hour time and in fact even expand. We really need it. We're trying to talk about things and show new things today. It's frustrating because you can't get into the depth of it.
Thank
30
you.
Minutes.
Thank you.
Remember, as a delegate to the national board, that you're representing the entire congregation and all of us, black, brown, white, and also yellow. We say we need to expand our program to serve all of the communities, not just the old, you know, old lefties.
Thank you very much. Sunglasses in the back.
Need a face of that.
I'm Mr. Rob Mason.
Rob Mason?
Yeah, Rob Mason. I'm Rob Mason, and a lot of you know, probably don't have my stuff, so I don't know that. I've been in the Bible Station almost about 3 years, and I like to see some real solutions to get the state moved. I've been here for almost 3 years, and the state is still the same. So I'm going to start to see some real solutions and get the state moving forward. Great to see
you. Thank you, Rob. I will now call out the audience if people want to respond. We have a little bit more time left and we can crowd out our 15 minutes.
Hi, Nancy.
Thank you.
The system of news is like a drag. We report the same thing over and over again. There's news coming from all over the world, like Sister News and also WikiLeaks. I'm going to read a short thing. WikiLeaks released new tables over the weekend, reviewing more on the U.S. accession with Bolivian President Evo Morales. The U.S. spy called it the act of evil. And a new table, the U.S. also discussed the preparedness attempt to assassinate President Morales. The table previously released calls on states destroying security over President Morales and top of their
barriers.
Thank you.
A long way down.
By the way,
they didn't go again. They have to come to this kind of meeting for several years now. It's also not speak to the board members. If you understand the power of radio, it's supposed to come from the colonized countries like Nigeria. So what they use BBC for, an instrument of colonialism. Those of you who are going to the Pacific Harbor Foundation can also use your position and use this foundation to help us to fight imperialism. Africa under the so-called black president is facing the institution of colonization. Please support us. Fight for the people who have taken us.
Lady in the back with an orange top.
My question is, will the PNB honor its commitment in regards to restoring the Spanish language programming that it made over 40 years ago?
Is there any fresh questions from audience members? We still have a few minutes that have been allotted. If we don't use those.
That was the question.
The board, hold on just a moment. The board hasn't allotted time for response. We're supposed to go directly to a vote, and that's what our time was down to. That's what we've done so far. There is a question from the audience to recycle.
Point of order.
Point of order, Ken.
Israel hasn't spoken yet.
Yes, you have. We'll speak again if there's time. Fernando, please.
All right. This lady, I don't. We have a Houston KPFT radio approving a government program twice a month, a government that engaged in feeding the brains of apartheid South Africa and operating Eastern Europe, engaged in the assassination of over 2,000 Native Americans in Guatemala, trained in death squads in Colombia, responsible for the assassination of tens of thousands of people, now helping the Mexican government oppress its people, and now this government has two shows a month on Pacifica. Please, guys, wake up, melt the roses.
Those who are elected seek to garner most of all the packets of information in which you base your meetings are available in a timely manner before the meeting for you to read them and for us to be consulted. This has been a problem for years. You can't come to a meeting, have a 256 stuff, and then read it, and you certainly can't consult the local board. Try to do that. Which is not the same thing as saying emergencies can't come up. That's another matter. But the basic material should be available well before the meeting for you and for the LSP.
Comments. Stella, I'll give you another 30 seconds.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I want to thank each and every one of you sitting in this table, how courageous you are. I am outgoing and forthright, but I must be, because as is continuously spoken of here in every meeting, is that we are the many, but we are the ones that have the least representation. So when I speak, it's not for Bella, it's for the voices that I want to hear. I am a socialist, I am an atheist. I want those two representations to be at the core, because this fake Democratic Party is killing us. So please join us.
Nancy, I'll finish over President Brown's commentary. You came up with such a possible unexpected event from President Morrell, including this impossible discussion between indigenous leaders. It basically we're talking about glory and the rights of other groups. That's the thing. And there's an uprising in Easter Island right now. Why wasn't that important? Yes, Easter Island. There are things going on around all over the world. You've got to know what's happening to affect the whole everyone.
It's less a question of more of a request that whoever comes into representation on the PNB is that you represent those who are not represented, but like the young, the women over there said, who make up the many, the oppressed classes. What about us, the proletariat and the proletariat? Where are you sitting in the agenda? I don't see a representative KPFK enough, and oftentimes then not the programming that is represented by those people are cut down, as the woman has said over there from some lesser grade.
And we're time is up. That's our time. We have a question, Leonard, briefly.
I have a question, and I know we're running over everything, but I think it's patronizing.
public comment, and I know we want to get out of here, but I think some of the things that have been said have to be responded to. And I'm sorry to say it, but I very much appreciate that you're doing about keeping us on focus. But I have, if I may, a comment to address something.
And I would like to feel free to say it.
Let me respond to that as the chair. We've agreed to maintain a schedule. We've set a time, and we've all agreed to the board to meet that schedule. Okay? It's not intended to be patronizing to take comments and questions from the audience and not have a chance to respond. If we schedule that in the meeting, we can squeeze it in. We haven't scheduled that in the meeting. If someone decides to move to do that, we can, but we have to have the C&B vote no matter what. And there's committee reports that everybody wants to hear. There's things that have to be done. If you want to make a motion,
I ask my colleagues here to be very discreet in doing this. Don't repeat if somebody else has said the same thing. That we have a limited 5-minute time to respond to something.
If you make a motion for 5 minutes, the LC can respond to your comments. Just a second from Jim Lafferty.
I think it's unrealistic, and we'll be extending again. I mean, even keeping track of the voices and comments when many of them are filed on top of each other. I think we need 10 to 15 minutes if we have any hope of responding to anybody.
And we won't be able to extend the time of the committee or the time of the people. There's a most give me a comment.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard everybody's comments, and I agree with them. I heard what you have to say. And as a representative, all I can do is represent all the people, you know, who speak. And I cannot possibly answer individually.
And you don't have
to. Thank you. So, Leonard, you have a motion on the floor to extend for 5 minutes to respond within 5 minutes of this 15-minute list of questions. Tim Lafferty, you seconded it. I will call for a hand vote. Everyone that wants to keep in mind, we have to get through a lot of this stuff. Substitute goes first, and your motion is to extend 15 minutes.
I mean,
what are we going to remove from the agenda?
I think we have way too much on the agenda because when we start.
Tell me what we remove.
Committee reports that aren't absolutely vital today.
Which ones?
Whatever nobody's going to say yes of. Whatever says additional there.
That's nothing. There's no time allotted for that.
I call a question.
I amend the motion. Point of order. Does the amendment have to be seconded?
Let's vote on it.
It's an incomplete motion in the eyes of the chair. You need to tell me what we removed to fill this 15 minutes.
What's the last thing on the agenda, Jeff?
We need to deal with populating the LSB committee from off the list.
We need first to go.
Public LSB contact information.
Point of order.
Public comment.
Point of order.
John.
The motion is made to extend.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for your opinion, John. I appreciate that. I'm asking you to tell me what we should do.
I would like to know that you have an address, that we have a parliamentary advisor to address that, not the function of chair. To decide it's going to happen to the agenda. A motion is to vote this up or down.
John, it was the determination of this chair here today, January, that is an incomplete motion. I'm asking somewhere.
I challenge the signature. Let me finish what I was saying,
and then you're perfectly entitled to challenge it.
There's a parliamentary procedure to follow.
Right.
A member of this body is making a motion. You, as a chair, don't get to repeat everything that somebody said. I challenge the decision of the chair. A simple up or down vote would have been completed. So, if I have a second vote.
What decision are you challenging? Just clarify that.
The decision that you're making in terms of trying to adjust the agenda and putting something on the motion that is not there. A simple vote for an extension of time.
Okay.
Not anything done for any other motion. So
If we extend this Q&A 15 more minutes, you need to add to the motion extending the meeting 15 minutes.
No.
Excuse me, it's not the prerogative of the chair to add to a motion. The chair simply chairs and carries out the rule of the body. If we move and second it, let's call for a call for
ground.
No,
let's go.
As the maker of the motion,
I would like to suggest that we have 15 more minutes additional on this. I believe at least three or four people from the public have put their hand, but this is a very important thing. It's one of the most important things we do all year. That 5 minutes of expertise be given to the public, take it off the 15 minutes at the end of the agenda. And may I just finish with the member of the motion?
But you're also violating.
You know, please.
It needs to be addressed. The motion is not
legal. We cannot have another outburst in the audience, please.
He's challenging your
Bella. It's going to be a public disturbance in a minute.
And in my opinion, a lot of people are more interested in the gentleman in the church being able to report after this. And I would suggest that we simply extend the time now so we can get to the vote on this and satisfy the public and take that public time and drop off whatever's at the end of the agenda that will accommodate the 15 minutes. That way, you know, and go back to the critical report. And I think it'll be
the next meeting.
Just continue for the next meeting.
We have an up or down vote on John Crutchfield's challenge to the chair's decision to question Summers' motion. Right.
No, challenge.
Call for the So I will call the vote. Anyone that wishes to challenge the chair's decision on the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone that does not wish to challenge my decision, say nay.
Nay.
We'll call for a hand vote. Very close. All that wish to call for question my decision, raise your hand high. We'll count. Raise them high. All that do not wish to call for question my statement, my intended challenge, please raise your hand. Raise it high. One, two, three. So we have some. It sounds like we have some abstentions.
Thanks.
Abstentions.
And takes 2/3.
Terrible.
No,
but I'll confirm.
Just checking real quick. How do we have parliamentary issues going?
Go ahead, take service. You waited 7 minutes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Actually, more than that.
What's the difference? We don't have a return.
There's no objections. Let's just take a vote to extending 15 minutes.
Right.
So
what
Bella, please understand. I don't have a lot of things at my disposal to have you keep the room quiet.
No, you're a prostitute.
This is all a public disturbance when it comes to So I'm calling to vote. Show of hands to extend 15 minutes for the LSB to respond to the public comment. Raise your hands high. 11, 12. Raise your hands high. Again, if you do not want to extend 15 minutes, now raise your hand. High. 6, 7. Motion passes to extend 15 minutes.
Excuse me. To extend time takes 2/3 vote. We do not have 2/3.
Correct. Then we don't have a 2/3 vote.
No, I just want to object to people continuing to speak out before they have. The fact that you have raised your hand and spoken at the same time does not honor the rule of raising your hand, saying nothing, and waiting until you were called.
Exactly. Thank you. Sir, are you prepared to take the vote?
Your name is for the record?
Yes.
Yes. My name is first of all, the bylaws do not specify that this vote has an alternate. So before you vote, if the delegates want the highest vote getting runner-up to be the alternate that automatically fills a vacancy, it must vote to do that before it votes for its director. Okay. Before you vote for directors, if you want an alternate, you should vote that the highest vote-getting unelected person in each category shall serve as alternate.
Someone want to make a motion to that effect?
So moved.
So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second from Lamont. Any objections to that?
I say that we follow, there was a reason that we, that the bylaws were practiced the way it is, and it's very clear about how you fill a vacancy, which would actually have the same result. But let's say someone decides to step down, or for some reason 6 months from now, the alternate may not be as relevant to that situation on the PNB at that time. So therefore, the practice of bylaws thought, okay, when that vacancy happens, then the board immediately, at the soonest possible moment, takes a new vote to fill that vacancy. So it is not an automatic thing in the bylaws. It's very clear. So I, first of all, I think this is out of order. So, but there you go.
So one objection, are we...
It's out of order.
Anyone else object to having the next highest vote getter become the alternate? Is that what we're talking about here?
Right, right. As Lady pointed out, that's not in the bylaws, so you have to...
It's not in the bylaws. You said it's not in the bylaws.
My understanding is there's a precedent, there's a situation where...
But it's not in the bylaws.
So it's not in the bylaws, but...
It's not in the bylaws.
A real situation happened where that happened. So, well, we'll see what happens when we get there.
Just briefly, Terry Goodman?
Terry Goodman, gentleman's question for you.
Just briefly, Lydia makes a good point here. Technically, that is, in effect, we are voting who would be the second person. Can't we just do that now? I want some clarity from you. Because this is a vote.
I'm not prepared to answer if it's legal for you to do it. I'm telling you that during discussion someone said that they would be an alternate, and I'm pointing out that unless the body that votes knows that before they vote, it's definitely not legal.
So to clarify that, Kim, you had mentioned in your PNB speech that you prefer to be an alternate over your lap. I think it's caused a little bit of confusion with the bylaws. If you just may clarify that you're not trying to run as an alternate, it's not an official office, but if you end up with the next most votes, you will be the alternate automatically.
Correct.
Clarify that to the board. You don't need to make a special motion.
Correct. Not in the bylaws.
The next highest vote getter
has what? When there is a vacancy, unless you decide to do something different now, you have a new election.
Okay. Once we voted, we'll would be able to do that. Mike, do you have a question?
Yes, that is about to have that people voting quietly. I'm moving to spend the delegate meeting and convene the
And I understand that there's going to be an adjournment and a reconvening to policy, but here we're going to have to collect the votes first.
Yes, no, I'm saying
we'll certainly do that.
Chair,
yes,
remember, Omar is not a candidate.
Look at the entire LSB list.
Oh,
just the candidates are gone. The rest of them you just ignore. That's why there's 30, 24 candidates.
Yes, I'm going to wait until one more time. Tally will be at the table back here after the initial one or two rounds of hand tally. Brett Blair has agreed to run it through the electronic program to confirm the hand tally.
Terry, is there a way to hold it that helps you count them better? Once and a half?
Once and a half is best. Most people will be marking at least one candidate in the top section and at least one candidate in the bottom section. One more down here. We got multiple ones.
Okay, very
agenda.
Not a roll call.
Not skipping a beat. Do you think we need a roll call to be in this meeting?